From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. An ex-police detective is suing the city of Bryant and her former employers. Shanna Hastings said she was fired by Bryant Police Chief Carl Minden in July after she suspected a fellow officer of having ties to an outlaw motorcycle club. Hastings asked for an investigation into Bryant Police Captain Nate Johnston, who she suspected of communicating with members of the Bandidos motorcycle gang in June. Hastings said she was wrongly fired and denied unemployment benefits after she reported concerns of Johnston's behavior to supervisors, saying she should have been protected from retaliation under state whistleblower laws. The lawsuit filed last Friday names Bryant Mayor Christopher Treat, Police Chief Carl Minden, and the city of Bryant as defendants. A Little Rock man will serve a decade-long prison sentence for robbing and tying up his former stepmother at knife point. 35-year-old Travis Lee Nortier took a plea deal last week, dropping several charges in exchange for a 10-year prison term. Nortier was accused of terrorizing his former stepmother for days, threatening her with a knife and stealing her car. Nortier then fled to Florida, where he was arrested 4 days later. The leader of Arkansas's public television network is explaining his move to disaffiliate from National PBS. Members of the Arkansas Educational Television Commission voted last week to drop all PBS programming from its airwaves, effective July 1st. The network has also rebranded from Arkansas PBS to Arkansas TV. Speaking with partner station KUAF in Fayetteville, the broadcaster's executive director, Carlton Wing, says they are unable to pay the annual dues of roughly $2 million.
PBS is a private, nonprofit company, and they have every right to structure their business the way they need to financially survive. Their structure right now does not allow for menu pricing, and that's a choice that they make, and they have every right to make that, but that would certainly help us to be able to afford some of the most valued PBS content.
The move came after Congress voted to rescind billions of dollars in funding for public media earlier this year. Wing claims the outcome could have been different if PBS lowered its annual dues or allows networks to pick and choose individual shows.
If PBS were to come back with something that is financially responsible that we can afford, we're certainly willing to talk. This is strictly a financial decision. If the numbers can work out, great. But at this point, we are bleeding about $2.25 million a year at the current rate, and we can't afford to stay with that much longer. As I mentioned, we would be bankrupt by the spring of 28.
Wing says the network will now move to 70% local content to make up the gap in programming from the loss in PBS shows. And a note, Little Rock Public Radio also received funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. A federal judge has once again blocked the state of Arkansas's efforts to restrict access to social media. U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks granted a preliminary injunction on Monday blocking enforcement of a new state law. Act 901 allows parents to sue social media platforms if their child suffers negative mental health outcomes as a result of using them. This comes after a state law putting age restrictions on social media platforms was permanently blocked earlier this year. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin has announced a multi-state $700 million settlement with Google. If approved at a court hearing in late April, most of the funds will go to consumers who made purchases on Google Play Store between August 2016 and September 2023 and were harmed by Google's anti-competitive conduct. Eligible consumers are expected to receive between $2 and more than $20,000, with an average payment of just over $4. Google will also stop practices that harmed consumers and app developers. Most payments will be made automatically through PayPal or Venmo with no claim form required. A former elementary school principal is criticizing the Jacksonville North Pulaski School District following her resignation. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports former Bayou Meadow Elementary principal Lindsay Jones spoke against school board officials in a meeting last week. Jones said board members should have notified parents of the October 31st arrest of a former janitor on charges of sexual assault against students. Board members did not notify parents of the arrest until earlier this month. District officials defended their actions, saying they were focused on assisting police while protecting students' privacy and well-being. A federal judge has rejected a guilty plea from a man charged with selling fentanyl that resulted in the death of a West Memphis resident, only identified as J.C. Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Quentin Nyasa Lytle of West Memphis admitted to selling fentanyl to J.C., but his testimony conflicted with the victim's girlfriend, who said they purchased 5 pills from the dealer. When questioned by U.S. District Judge Lee Radofsky, Lytle maintained that he only sold 1 pill to the victim. Radofsky rejected the plea deal and ended the hearing. Lytle and 3 other defendants are scheduled for a February 10th trial. An Arkansas-based startup is hoping to connect new companies with community health organizations, has received $500,000 from the Walton Family Foundation. Health Catalyst NWA, a program from Health Tech Arkansas and Kansas-based NXTUS, will launch next year. Democrat Gazette reports the money will fund projects focused on community health, such as technology supporting food bank operations or software connecting blood banks with new donors. A minimum of 7 startups will be selected for the program. Applications open January 1st, with projects expected to launch in fall of 2026. The Arkansas Department of Health says viral respiratory illness activity remains low across the state. That's according to the department's weekly report for the week ending December 6th. Health officials say the state is at a minimal level for influenza-like illness, ranking 2 out of 13 on the national activity scale. Outpatient visits for flu-like symptoms accounted for just over 2% of visits to the doctor's offices that week, with public schools reporting an average absenteeism rate of 7.4%. Today we have a high of 55 degrees with clouds and a slight chance of rain. Low tonight around 50. Rain will likely move in overnight and last well into Thursday. For the weekend ahead, a mix of clouds and sun in the forecast with highs around 60. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.